If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Devin. We got Buzz in for Seltzer and Rhea. James will be back tomorrow. Let me tell you a few things we got up ahead, by the way. Speaking of tomorrow. Brian Dawkins in studio, 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. That'll be awesome. An hour of Dawk. Phenomenal. Monday. You know, we've been talking more lately about the Flyers when the season ended and just really hoping that they would get this thing going for the future. Like, stop waiting and trading players and waiting and waiting. Like, at some point, you got to go forward. Jonesy will be in studio with us on Monday, 7:30 to 9:30.
Tuesday.
Hold on. I've written down here Monday. You have Tuesday? I'm sorry.
Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got my days crossed.
I will double check that, but I thought that was one of the days you gave me.
It's an early day next week. We'll figure out which one it is, whichever one it is. But anyway, sometime early next week, Jonesy in studio. We'll get you the specific.
Yep, Tuesday the 20th. Tuesday. He's got it on his calendar.
My fault. Tuesday next week. So we'll have some fun with that. And look, it'll be great to reconnect with Jonesy. We love him. We just want to get it going. All right, one other thing. So if you are intending to go to one Phillies game today, make sure you go to the right one. Here's what I mean by that. Doubleheader, as Rhea put in the update, you know, because last night's game was rained out. Here's the key for you to know. If you had tickets to last night's game, that ticket applies to tonight's game, not to today's afternoon game. The Phillies already had an afternoon game scheduled at 1, like 105, 110, whatever the heck it is. They already had that game scheduled. So they're not bumping what was going to be the people for that game to the night game. You can't do that. So last night's game, that ticket applies to tonight's game, but not the game that's in 4 hours. So make sure you have the right ticket for the right game.
I'm hearing that it could start to dry out around 1 o'clock.
Around 1.
Around 1.
Okay. And Devin, I know you're looking into some kind of update. What do you see there as far as 1 o'clock? Because we're wondering when the rain is done.
So it's supposed to continue like pretty heavy through noon, and then it'll slowly taper off starting at 1. So if it's raining at the start of the game, it'll be light, or it should be light, according to the forecast. And then completely done, it says, by like 3 p.m.
Okay.
So it's pretty good.
And John, your conundrum, because we're all going to this game together, and your conundrum is whether to go home 76 there, 76 back, or just grab a couch and hang for a little bit here at the station.
It's going to be a problem
a
if
couch,
I end up having to
take
go
a nap, take
back.
A station nap.
He keeps saying, I want to find a couch to nap. And I'm like, well, what couch is that?
I'm not sure.
If you find one, let me know.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there's a private
location. I can give you a tip, John. Just check with, you know, maybe Skylar. Make sure that there's not a mom around here, because there's the mother's room that is private.
Ooh.
Does it have a couch?
It has a very comfortable chair.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good. That sounds good.
Look at John.
I've used it before.
Maybe.
So.
Okay. Maybe
no
work.
One complains about me going in because I'm a woman. Yeah,
but we do
John,
have to make
check.
Sure.
And if no one's pregnant or has a
no
young
mother. You need your key card to get into it. So,
you know. If no one's got a young kid or a pregnancy issue.
Right.
You wouldn't go in there for a pregnancy issue. Though, right?
Well, it's called a mother's room.
Yeah. So once you're a mother.
Once you've had them. Yeah.
You don't go there to become a mother.
Correct. Yeah. It was a dumb comment by me. Dude, what are you doing, man? You're killing
That's a
me.
Pretty good line.
I mean, could you
man.
Imagine someone giving birth in that room here?
Or, well.
Yeah, I think everyone was picturing something else.
It's a quiet room.
All right, 215-592-9494. One other thing. I want to play some audio here of Trey Hendrickson. He's a, you know, elite pass rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals, and he's been in this contract dispute with his team, the Bengals. John, we're going to play a game
who
called...
Who have been in a contract dispute with both of their starting wide receivers, and their quarterback has been saying, just go look at what the Eagles do.
Correct.
That's how we need to treat our guys.
They've also been in a contract dispute with, it feels like, 20 people over 20 years. That's a whole nother matter. So
we're that's gonna, how the Bengals do it.
That's what they do. Let's play a little game called, the game is called, Is Trey Hendrickson Being Sarcastic? Okay, that's the name of the game. Is Trey Hendrickson Being Sarcastic? You be the judge.
Can you shed more light on that, on what was communicated last year? It sounds like they wanted to say, hey, next year we'll give you a market deal, and then the market changed.
Right. It wasn't even to that point, and credit to a well-run organization like the Bengals. There were nothing in stone, right? And they have the ability to say they've done right by me. And that's okay with my family. If that's the way it goes, so be it.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
A well-run organization.
Well-run. Oh, that was 1,000% sarcastic. Oh, my God.
Give it to a well-run organization like the Bengals.
That is taking shot at the history of the organization.
It really is. Yeah,
my goodness.
That was pretty strong.
But what Howie, go out and get them.
What they've done is pretty horrendous.
Well, look, let's be real.
They told him last year, hey, if you go out and continue to work, we'll reward you. And what did he do? He's coming off a 17.5 sack season.
Kind of a good season.
They say, go out and do what you did the year before, and we'll reward you. What does he do? He gets 17.5 sacks again.
Yeah, but there's always
a... And then they say, good job.
But, John,
that reward we told you was coming, I don't know. Like, we just paid two wide receivers now, so we're kind of strapped.
They're a bad run organization, but reward... What price? This is the same thing the Sixers had with James Harden. Like, you can say, hey, take care of you in a year. Hey, think we'll be able to take care of you. But at what price? It's still a negotiation. It's partly, look, I think they stink because they're a bad organization. But some of this is him being a dummy. If he just took their word without, like, what price? Right?
He was people the negotiate. Ultimate team guy for
years. I'm just
years,
saying, negotiations years. Are negotiations.
Well, they
this
had to expect
has
this.
Has been an ongoing saga for most of the Bengals players.
He can't
they
just,
know what to expect.
Okay, but he can't just name his price. Right?
Well, in the NFL, when you are the next top edge rusher, you kind of, like, the price is
I disagree.
Based on the market.
I disagree. That's not how I would run an organization. Wow. If there's an idiot GM that overpays someone, I'm not going to overpay my guy because the idiot GM overpaid someone. I'm not doing that. All right, anyway, make of it what you will. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, what's going on, pal?
Good morning. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
First of all, Pete Rose, they shouldn't have did it within the first year after he passed away. They should have did it in like 10 years.
Well, but I don't see. What does that accomplish?
Well, it's because it's so fresh, and it wouldn't be so bitter about it.
Well, I would, I'll say this. I guess I'd be less upset 10 years from now because it wouldn't be as much about the fact that the man just died. Like, he's back because he died. Like, that's ridiculous.
And I don't agree with him being in the Hall of Fame at all just because of the statutory rape charges. Like, we had to hold... some type of integrity to these athletes.
Well, and that's where voters...
Everybody.
Yeah, voters will get a chance to vote yes or no. Dave, do you think he should be eligible for the Hall of Fame? Eligible to be voted on?
I'm torn on that. Because who am I to say who's... His stats make him eligible. But that doesn't mean... Chris Benoit was a hell of a wrestler, but that doesn't mean he needs to be celebrated for it.
Look, I definitely think he should be eligible to be voted on. I thought he should have been 35 years ago. And then it's up to the voters to say yes or no. I mean, to me, that's pretty simple. And I think baseball really and the Hall of Fame overcomplicated it 35 years ago when they said someone who's not eligible for, quote, baseball is not eligible for the Hall of Fame. I mean, like, why? Like, what is that nonsense? I mean, that's ridiculous. Dave, Eagles, Cowboys, what are you thinking?
What do we have to gain by playing the Cowboys? What, strutting our stuff in front of them?
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
We have everything to lose. If we beat them, okay, we beat an inferior team. We already know they're inferior. But they
well, if you beat them, you have one win against a divisional rival down already, week one.
Yeah, that would be a literal answer. You have that to gain. And by the way, the concept of you could lose, that applies to every game. That applies to when the Eagles would play Dallas in week six. What difference does it make?
Well, the difference is it's supposed to be a big game. And I'm not saying that the Cowboys and Eagles aren't a big game. I just don't agree with them being there.
Well, a lot of people don't.
We have nothing to gain from it.
I know.
If we beat them, we're supposed to be inferior teams.
You know what, man? Have a big old smile on your face knowing two things are going to happen that night. One, the Eagles honor themselves. Two, the Eagles are going to beat Dallas. That's pretty cool. Dave, give me a great answer. Who or what are you sick of?
I'm sick of all the callers on Friday that think they could beat the Hammer that have no idea what sports trivia is.
Hammer contestants. A classic answer. Fair enough.
I like that answer.
Well, I hate it, but, you know, it's okay. All right, so let me give you a sentence, another sentence here from Rob Manfred that I don't like. And it's funny because within like 2 seconds of reading this, I came up with more. But, okay, here we go. Part of what Rob Manfred was released yesterday, he says, in announcing that the prior sentence was obviously a person no longer with us can represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Okay. But here's his next sentence. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. He says it's hard to conceive it. Okay, here we go. 2 seconds later, I conceived of a harder penalty. You ready? A penalty that lasts forever with no reprieve. I mean, John, the commissioner literally writes it lasts a lifetime. How about forever is longer than a lifetime? Huh, boom. I just conceived it that fast. I mean, the commissioner, how dumb is he? The commissioner's sentence is, this is a sentence the commissioner wrote. It is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. How about one that lasts forever with no reprieve? I just conceived it. I mean, is this guy dumb?
You're confusing me.
But you know what I'm saying,
Rhea. I do. But
I mean, he's saying the penalty lasts to the end of the person's life. Okay. I think that's a weird way to get there. But something that lasts beyond the person's life is a longer penalty.
Correct.
And I would say, if you're looking for the deterrent factor, a stronger deterrent.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Rose has a shot now to get in the Hall of Fame, whereas before he did not. And unless he was reinstated in baseball, the Hall of Fame then's going to vote on him, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I just think the commissioner's a dummy.
It's just so weird to get a reward because you're dead.
It's such a dirty way to arrive at an answer that, yes, is complex, but like, put the big boy pants on and big girl pants on and figure stuff out. Not this way. Not like, hey, by the way, what is he? Forget, so Baseball Hall of Fame, their rule is that he becomes eligible upon becoming eligible for baseball. What did baseball make Pete Rose eligible for yesterday, John? It's not the Hall of Fame. Baseball did not make him eligible for the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame made him eligible for the Hall of Fame. So Pete Rose no longer being in the list that's called permanent ineligibility. So what is he, according to baseball now, eligible for? To attend a game?
Yeah, he can't do that.
To manage the Reds?
Can't do that either.
The man is dead. So he's eligible for baseball to do what? Buy a hot dog and popcorn?
He's eligible to not jeopardize baseball's integrity by gambling on baseball.
Manfred's a buffoon. He's a freaking buffoon. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Dom right now. Dom, good morning.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up, Dom?
Good, buddy.
Anytime we play the Cowboys at home and they get to watch us celebrate, that's a good time.
I agree. I'm with you, dude.
You know, I'm all with that. Number two, We aren't getting a 3, let alone a 2 for Tanner McKee. Sorry to break that.
Might not get a 2. I think the Eagles would get a 3. Well, it depends what happens with Aaron Rodgers and depends how good the Saints feel about the dude they drafted. I think the Eagles could, maybe get a 3.
I'd be surprised.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Pittsburgh and I don't get Aaron Rodgers, I would trade a 2 for Tanner McKee. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would try to make it for a 3 if I'm the Steelers. But if I had to give up a 2 to get Tanner McKee, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I had to, I would.
All right. I have a hypothetical trade for you.
Love him.
Kyle Korber and Zach
it's
Wheeler.
A game manager.
You say
you're
Kyle
trading
Korber?
A second round pick for.
Kyle
you're trading a second
Korber.
Round pick for a backup quarterback game manager.
I think he's better than that. All right, Schwarber for who?
I watched him at Stanford. No. Do you know the way that he played at Stanford in the West Coast?
I didn't watch
offense?
Him at Stanford. Watch him with the Eagles.
15 touchdowns to 7 interceptions in a season. 13 touchdowns to 8 interceptions in his senior season. Throwing for 2,300, 2,900. It was
a
guy who handed off the ball an awful lot. He was in a balanced offense. I'm just telling you. What we're talking about, what you're talking about, a second-round pick, if you're trading for that starting quality quarterback, I don't think that's what you're looking at when you're looking at Tanner McKee. And he has not proven that he can be that guy.
You think he won't be a starter in 2 years?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I think he will be. We'll see. We'll find out. Tom, what's your thing? Schwarber for who?
Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler, or Kyle Schwarber and Andrew Painter for Juan Soto. Who says no?
Not me. What?
Okay, hold on a second.
That made no sense.
So forget two. Just give us your one option. Schwarber and Painter you're saying or Wheeler. So basically what you're saying is, if you're the Phillies, who would you rather trade, Wheeler or Painter is what you're saying.
No. What I'm saying is the Phillies, would you trade Kyle Schwarber and Andrew Painter for Juan Soto?
I would not.
No.
I would not.
No? Okay.
No. All right,
I was just...
Listen, it's to be considered. I mean, Soto's a top 5 player in baseball, but I got to pay him $700 million. I get to pay Painter about $35 million for about the next 7 years.
Fair enough.
I mean, maybe it's $50 million, but whatever it is, you know.
I have an answer. And I
give me an answer, Dom.
Taxes.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Taxes.
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, Rhea, right now you have to trade either Wheeler or Painter.
Wait. Did we just see on the board, it said Mets fan.
Is that what it said?
Next to that guy's name. It said Dom, Mets fan.
Oh, well, then that's why.
So as a Mets fan, he's just trying to offload Juan Soto onto us and bring on our guys.
You let us have Zach Wheeler. Do I really have to take anything he says seriously?
It's a good catch, Devin.
Yeah.
That's what it said, Mets fan?
It said Mets fan in parentheses.
He wants to trade Juan Soto to get Zach Wheeler.
Guys,
back.
To be fair, Juan Soto is a top 5 player in baseball. I know he hasn't played as such this year, but he is. I mean, it's not crazy talk, but I would not do it for a whole host of reasons, one of which is economics. I mean, who the Phillies is going to be able to sign if they pay someone $700 million?
Well, Kyle Schwarber is producing more than Juan Soto so far
that.
This season.
But he
too.
Won't for the next 5 to 8 years.
No, probably not.
I mean, like, definitely
next 3 years, do you think he would?
No.
Maybe.
Do you?
Maybe.
You think he won't produce at this level for the next 3?
No, but I mean, but you're saying, like, more than Soto. I mean, I think Soto's going to get...
No, I'm just talking about Schwarber, what he's putting up now.
Yeah, look, right now he's someone that I feel pretty confident can rock and roll for the next year or two. Yeah.
I think he can for 3.
Maybe. I'm just saying compared to Juan Soto, that's, you know. But who would you trade? If you had to trade right now, Wheeler or Painter? Boy, that is a... Tough
wow, because Wheeler is so consistent. But how old is he? 34?
Yeah, why are we even having this conversation?
Why, started by a Mets fan. You're putting me in a bad position.
What are we doing here? All right, let's get to Nick calling from Marlton, New Jersey. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Nick. Zach Wheeler's 34.
Getting excited for the schedule coming out.
He's going to be 35
tonight.
May 30th, though.
Okay. So you'd have to trade Wheeler instead of Painter. You'd have to.
You have to trade Wheeler. I just look at a fine wine guy like Justin Verlander pitching into his
40s. I know.
And you know, Painter. I mean, yeah, he's got a huge upside, but haven't really seen anything out of him. And today, I would keep Wheeler.
Listen, it's to be considered. I'll just say this: which Verlander would you rather have—the 6-year Verlander or the 20-year Verlander?
I know. But hey, 26 overall.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, I'm excited for the schedule when you ask me how I'm doing. I mean, we got the Eagles schedule in 10 and a half hours. All right, Nick, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on the Pete Rose situation. I'm a longtime baseball fan, played through college, you know, and a couple years ago when I saw this come out about him, I was traveling for work and I was in Vegas at a conference and I'm walking through the concourse next to Mandalay. And Pete Rose is sitting behind a folding table just signing autographs in like a walk-in shop, like a mall.
Yep.
And it was just sad, you know, yep. Just seeing this guy, been to Cooperstown, seeing the interactive screen, you know, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? And it's an astounding yes on the board from people just voting on the screen. And you know, just to think you have the all-time hits leader banned from your Hall of Fame, which makes it a garbage Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Well, so here's the thing I'll say on that, Nick. I mean, he did do something specifically that got him banned with the betting and all of that and the lying for many years. But he was initially banned. I mean, look, he agreed to the ban for what it's worth. Do you know that? Do you know that he signed a document for which he agreed to the ban?
I 100% know that. My whole thing is baseball, and you talk about, you know, Hall of Fame and MLB doing two separate entities with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Baseball in general has had one foot on the ground and one foot in the water with this entire thing. You know, Pete Rose should have been signing a name and likeness NIL deal with the Reds because, you know, he wasn't allowed to attend games, but yet he was at every other game because they were using his name and his image.
I wonder if they sold his jerseys.
They did sell his jerseys?
No, I'm just asking. I mean, did they sell Rose jerseys, 14?
That's a good question.
In Cincy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not that close to it to know that, but I just know you see him at the games, and it's just sad because it's like a carrot in front of him, you know?
I know.
And he's trying to do good by baseball, and then, you know, for Manfred to come out with that statement. It's just,
Nick, you know what really hurt him? Really hurt him that he lied for about 15 years before he admitted it.
I know. Well, exactly.
Don't lie, then.
I know. Like, guys, take Andy Pettit. Who thinks of Andy Pettit as performance enhancer user? Not many people. You think of Clemens, you think of Bonds. Yeah. What did Andy Pettit do when he got, for lack of a better word, caught? He said, yep.
I'm sorry.
I did it, and I'm really sorry.
Immediately,
and by the way, I was doing it to rehab from an injury. There was a purpose. Bad job by me. America forgot about it.
It was amazing.
They forgot about it because he owned it immediately. What Rose did is the same thing that Lance Armstrong did.
Right.
Denied it. For a long time.
Till he wrote a
time.
Book and he could profit from it.
It was really, you know. Nick, give me an answer. Who or what are you sick of? You can win Metallica tickets today.
I'm you know, from the Philadelphia area my whole life. I'm eternally sick of the construction and traffic around Philadelphia, highways and throughways.
Okay, I'll write it down. Like, similar to an answer we've had, but I'll write down.
I had to go in circles the other day. Went down one street, blocked off. Went to the other one. I was like, I think I just went into a circle.
Awful.
With that said, the roads do at times need to be fixed, and it is what it is. I take it as the price of business. Because
I think there has to be a major, you have to address this 76 issue at some point. Like, you have to address it. And I think it was your idea, John, to make it outside the box. Yes, we have to start thinking up. We have to make it a double decker, a double decker highway. We could squeeze five lanes in each direction on 76 if we make it a double decker highway. I've seen it done in San Francisco on the Embarcadero.
How long?
Unfortunately.
Is it?
When the Loma Prieta earthquake happened in 1989, that double decker fell down.
Sure did.
That structure. But
really
we,
selling it.
But we don't have, we're not going to have a Loma Prieta 8.9 Richter scale earthquake here.
And for all those reasons, I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah, good question. Did they rebuild it after the?
No, they did not.
Oh.
And I wonder if it was more inclined to come down because it was a double decker as opposed to something else that wasn't.
Well, the cost. Wow. The devastation of the double deckerage was not worth trying to redo it. We do not have those same issues here.
No.
Imagine five lanes in each direction, though.
No, I get it. I'll never forget seeing that one car drive.
I know.
Into the hole.
Right.
That was really sad.
The Bay Bridge, as it just collapsed, the cars went right into the water.
Into the hole.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. All right, all these topics, time's yours, phone calls all up ahead on 94WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all your favorite player props, and right now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, well, you can check that out. Or maybe flirting with a potential triple-double. Check that out. Because you can get all the latest stats, the statistics themselves, right there inside the app. See who's heating up. And once the game begins, you can heat up. That's when things get real interesting, because you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. It's all with FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's all at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I repeat, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So much these days to bet on, whether it's MLB, two games involving the local squad today, obviously the basketball playoffs, the hockey playoffs, and more. It's all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay up devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.